Alright, there's gotta be something on.
They say the word shit like 100 times.
You make the bully drink piss.
Whoa!
What is this exactly about?
Sean's parents are basically on the verge of a divorce.
We'll come back to bite them in the ass later.
I always wonder, like, why was it always that kid's problem?
Did you see that?
But I'm sure I'm quite drunk enough to see Meet the Beatles.
Of course, yeah. Nobody saw it. You know why? Because no one saw this movie.
It's like Avenue Q, only worse.
Yeah, it was definitely a rental for me.
On 3D, plus the IMAX 3D, plus the other theater had it.
Which was not really that hard.
Wait, where did he come from?
Get it up.
One of those covers of the Video Store, you remember?
Oh, this is that movie? Yep, of course. Yep, what in the hell is this and why is it on my TV? Yeah, I'm gonna have to catch this from the beginning.
What am I watching?
A bunch of people are sitting out on a curb. Guy coughs, spits into the puddle on the street. All of a sudden a car comes by, splashes the puddle onto all the passengers. Cuts to the word coronavirus.
So it's
day 100 something.
Locked in. If no one had told me, hey, there's a global pandemic right now, I would have probably not known for the first couple weeks.
The state shut down everything with any public venues. I'm unfortunately considered essential, so I'm out in the world every day and trying my best not to kill my family.
How are you guys doing with this amazing global situation we find ourselves in? Happy quarantine! We were talking about how he was able to make that small group of Marines look like an entire army of people, and that, like, maybe, what, 4 or 5 stunt people dressed like aliens look like an entire hive swarming them, you know what I mean? And it still looks that way.
7 full suits in Aliens. You only had 7 entire Xenomorph suits that were full. They had a few others that were, like, you could put them in the background with just a little stroke of light.
Yeah.
It would look okay, you know, and a bunch of half ones, I'm sure top halves and shit like that. But, only 7 full suits. Crazy.
And you know his fingerprints are all over Point Break, too. You know, I know that it's Catherine Bigelow's movie, but you know he's right there helping out. There was a lot of...
suggesting he's fingering Catherine Bigelow during the making of this movie.
It's an interesting way to read my words. Interesting interpretation of what I said. I'm not going to deny that that could have been happening, but it is in no way implied by my commentary. Just so it's clear.
The weirdest part of James Cameron's entire history is the fact that he was a contributing writer on Rambo 2. I think that, to me, is, like, the most interesting. Like, I just wish I could be a fly on the wall when he's meeting with Stallone in, like, 1985-ish.
Listen, Sly.
Isn't that wild? That's the best Rambo.
He goes, listen, Sly, this... We're not going to sell this. We're not going to sell the struggle unless you're actually dipped up to your neck in pig shit. Okay? That is the only way that this movie will kick it up a notch enough from the first one. You took out an entire town in the first one in America. We got to go to the next level.
I feel like the exploding arrows are so Cameron.
Absolutely. And shooting all the stuff.
Favorite movie weapons of all time. It's right up there with the lightsaber for me.
In the Genesis game, that was one of the best weapons to use. The souped up explosive arrows. You could, like, blow up an oil drum and take out the entire screen. Man, that was a good ass game, which they're playing in 4 rooms in one of the interstitials, like the stoned after party people at Marissa Tomei. She's, like, watching them play Rambo 3, and I'm like, yes! I love that game!
Wow, I gotta rewatch that. It's been, like, a million years.
Oh, I love 4 rooms. Thank you. I love 4 rooms. 4 rooms is awesome.
Yeah, it's... That is great.
Tim Roth.
One of the rare anthology movies that's not horror.
True. And Bruce Willis uncredited in that final room, to bring it full circle back to Bruce Willis. He's not credited in Quentin's room, but he's like the main thrust of the first action there, where he's on the phone with his wife, losing his mind. Great movie. Check it out. 4 Rooms. That was from like 96, 95, somewhere in there. It was post-Pulp Fiction...
Yeah.
Pre-Jackie Brown.
I'll have to check that out.
So funny. Tim Roth should have got...
Patton Woman, then.
Quentin was, or Bruce, or I've never heard that about Quentin Tarantino. Is that another rumor that we're going to start, or is that legit? Does he have a reputation for hitting women, Quentin Tarantino?
No, Bruce Willis does though.
Yeah, well, we're killing my childhood heroes one at a time.
I find it more interesting in the case of Charlie Sheen that he has actually shot his fiance and, like, he goes to jail for it.
Well,
all the shit, OJ, all these, Ike Turner, tons of guys have beat up their wives.
Oh, come on. It was a ricochet.
I was going to say, wasn't the story that it fell out of his pants while she was doing the laundry? Yeah. He forgot to tell her it was in the pocket.
Something like that. To be fair, in that relationship, that's the least of her worries.
Now.
Let's be honest.
She got herself into a Bond film real quick after that just to get it off the bucket list. I'm playing a nuclear physicist, damn it, I swear to God.
I have a conspiracy theory for you. I think Charlie Sheen got HIV from fucking Bubbles the monkey.
No shit. Wow.
That's why Feldman doesn't.
Let's spread that around.
Let's spread that around.
Get that one going.
I mean, how many years, did he keep topping yourself at parties? Where does that end?
Yeah, man. You know some dark shit goes on in the back rooms of those mansions.
That is one cup-filled monkey.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Cumfield Chimp is the name of Bubbles' autobiography.
Wow.
Or the best hardcore punk band you've never heard.
Yeah.
They are definitely about to drop. The Pandemic Records is about to drop their first debut CD. They're going to have multiple debuts because they get cured. Like, they break up and then they come back, but...
I'd kick in $50 to the Kickstarter for the Bubbles movie.
We've established now that they're going to be an empire. It's a band. It's a movie. There's gonna have to be a documentary on Netflix about it, a docuseries. And bought Funko. All right, let's get all these people. We've got to make the list. Every idea we have to make that list of all the people who are going to be involved. We got marketing, we got merchandising, there's all kinds of shit. The search for more money.
Bubbles the movie about the actual Bubbles the Champ. Could we get Macaulay Culkin to play Bubbles?
Wow.
He has the experience. He's been, he's been bummed by Michael Jackson.
Allegedly.
And he's probably, Michael Jackson probably got him to blow Bubbles.
Wow.
So you can tell on him.
You know what?
Energy you bring to this role.
This reminds me of, like, in...
where Michael was like, look, I'm not doing it. He's famous. I'm a hands-off. And everyone before that was like, yeah, but what about the fucking parade?
I haven't watched Leaving Neverland, but it's on our watch list. Have you guys watched it?
I have watched it. It's horrifying.
It's brutal, dude.
It's difficult to watch, but you also can't stop watching it when it's on. Like,
it's brutal, definitely a tricky wank, yeah.
Oh, jeez. I did not.
Tiger King again.
I was gonna say, yeah, let's go back to Tiger King. I did not prep Chris enough for you guys at all. I totally just threw Chris into the lions today. I was like, I want you to jump on with me and my podcasting friends. We're gonna hang out and do a little catch up call during the pandemic. He's like, dude, this is the underground of podcasting, huh? Welcome to it.
I like how on my phone I have the one half of the screen is Blaine and Drew, and that makes a lot of sense.
They're the top half on mine, yeah.
You gotta have the hillbillies on
the site. The mind trust, dude. The brain trust behind the Terra Firma Artists Union right here. And Chris is now, and he doesn't know that he's an official member of the Holonine universe, but he is, so he's finding out live on the line today. Definitely going to be when I finally start releasing our Alien episodes. We got a lot of cool stuff going on there. And I don't know. I've got a ton of ideas I haven't even started to write down yet because I've been working on the show Bible for Tangent City, which has been a crazy undertaking and is freaking me out more and more every day that I work on it. But, you know, it's kind of cool. Is there anything you guys have going on that you're excited about or that is particularly cool or that you want people to know about that the pandemic has brought about as a positive for you? Some way you found to channel the energy into something good.
Well, I'm really excited about this Bubbles movie I've been planning.
I'm trying to get in on that.
You're on the spot. Come up with a
logline
for the Bubbles movie for us.
I don't know if I can. I thought my head wouldn't end up sounding racist.
Hold on. I've got something. The only chimp who didn't moonwalk in space.
Raped more than the
Holy fuck!
Produced by Propofol. You got to get Propofol to put some money into this, man. Propofol's got to finance.
Go on GoFundMe. This is Indiegogo all the way.
It's going to be a sleeper hit.
I was trying to think of the logline, like from the jungles to the bedrooms, or some, you know,
dude, yeah,
like that. Some from the jungle to the rage cage. I don't know.
Bubbles
from the jungle
from,
to the pot.
From the cage. Yeah, from the cage to the world stage, you know, some shitty line.
Ellie Jean was not my lover, but I sure fucked Bubbles a lot.
That's what it would have to be. It would have to be some combination.
Yeah.
To create that log line.
Right, yeah, yeah, so.
Oh my God. You know, I do this thing, Dave knows this, where I Photoshop two movies together into one poster. The, like, you know, so it'll be like, you know, Father of the Bride of Frankenstein, or like,
yeah, Chris's movie mashup posters are
Beverly Hills Cop.
They're fucking awesome. I'm actually very jealous of these. Very, very jealous of these. Every time I see one, I'm like, fuck, dude, fuck! I was trying to think of one and I couldn't, and that one's just right there in front of you. Great job with these, man. You do awesome work. Go ahead. Thanks, sorry. you can talk about
line,
it.
Like, is the point of it all? Like, I have to think of the good log line. Otherwise, it's not like that funny. It's just like, okay, you Photoshop right. Two posters together with two logos. But like, you know, like I did one today. Catch Me If You Can't Buy Me Love. And like,
that
I
thought
the log line was good enough, but it was. So it was Ronald Miller stole more than Cindy's heart, or something to that effect.
Yes!
Like, really shitty, you know? Like, you just try and think of what, like, a shitty executive guy would you know, suggest in some meeting. I don't know. But
and see, Drew actually knows because he's been in those meetings, so he's laughing, going, yeah, that's kind of what they would do right there. I've heard that one, actually.
It's like a Blumhouse meeting.
How else do you get truth or dare made?
Yeah, right.
Or like another one, you know, how Stella got her groove back to the future.
Yeah.
The log line was, when the future depends on you getting your groove back.
It's just right there, though, man. It's just sitting right there, and you grabbed it, and you put it out, and it works.
Shittier, the best.
It works, man. Yeah, those are a lot of fun. I like those a lot. You know, I've also wanted to do just movie posters for movies that don't exist. You know, almost like,
yeah.
This is kind of like a passive backdoor pitch. I'm just making the poster first and see what kind of a drum up a stirring I can do out there. And then who knows, that could lead to other people going, I want in, you know? So
some of my favorite episodes to do of our show, where you just come up with like movies that deserve sequels or two movies that deserve to be a trilogy, and then you can just make up a fucking movie.
Yeah.
That's my favorite ones to do.
Or crossing.
We wrote Teen Wolf 3 and 4, like two podcasts.
Oh, that's right. Teen Wolf, just to get to Teen Wolf 4, Teen Wolf in Space. We were saying, because we were doing it was the Alien Resurrection, so that's like basically Alien in Space, right? So we were like, how many other franchises can we get to part 4 where it's just something in space? That was a lot of fun.
Tell me Michael J. Fox was the father in space.
First we had to do The Secret of My Success in part 3 because it was Michael J. Fox and Jason Bateman, both who are werewolves in the same family, coming together to create a company because the hardware store was going to go under. And I was like, and I pictured the cover of like the box, like the VHS cover, is they're both wearing full suits and they're cheersing with champagne and the wolf hair is coming out from under the sleeve that they're cheersing with and their hands are wolf hands. And it's like, holy crap, Teen Wolf 3, The Secret of Our Success or something like that.
Incredible. Laugh instead of the 7-year glitch of the 7-year glitch for Michael J. Fox.
Oh! Yes, see, I definitely did not prep Chris enough.
Michael J. Fox about to be Michael J. fucked up.
Oh, God.
I'm not even touching Doc Hollywood at this moment.
Which was an awesome movie that should have had a sequel. I'm surprised it didn't. Doc Hollywood do even more Hollywood.
I don't know if you think making me repeat myself is going to somehow make the story change, or if you just don't want to hear what it is I actually have to say, but again, we changed course based on orders received on the flash ban from company headquarters. Code Gold, Command Eyes Only. Standard operating procedure, as I know you were aware. Search and Rescue would rarely venture into an unregulated area without more concrete proof of life. We sure found something out there, all right.
When you watch it as a little kid, you know, it's a monster movie, it's creepy, but then there's all the weird artificial intelligence stuff, there's the, like, rapey nature of the facehuggers and all that.
Why don't you stick your face in the egg, dude? Is there an egg opening in front of you? Stick your face in there and see what happens.
When I fall asleep at night, I have this irrational fear that something is going to crawl inside and, like, lay eggs inside of me. I'm actually wondering, now that we're talking about this, if this might have been the impetus for that.
You know, Star Wars comes out, and they go, what other movies do we have set in space? Boom, Alien gets green light the next day.
Very similar to just even how our government is in preparation for something where they didn't know exactly what was in store, like specifically the xenomorphs.
Bodily fluids, and it's not just blood. There's a lot of, like, grease, and there's a lot of sweat. And if it wasn't the blood that got me, it was the sheer amount of sweat.
We're on a mission to bring back knowledge of the xenomorph. The end of all mankind, all wrapped up in a bow, just waiting for us to come along. You're gonna find yourself staring down the barrel of a living, breathing devil in the flesh that bleeds acid and lives to kill us.
Well, actually, that should have been Mannequin 3, even more Hollywood.
Oh, yes. Holy shit, dude. He needed his own spinoff, the Hollywood character.
Yeah.
Underdeveloped piece of pop culture from the 1980s.
Or it should have been like, you know how Teen Witch was supposed to be in the same universe as Teen Wolf? There were supposed to be kind of like a bunch of movies that were like teen versions of horror movies. Oh, if
My Best Friend is a Vampire.
Which I fucking love that movie, man. Thank you for bringing that up. Thank you.
Rules.
David Warner and is it Sean Leonard Scott is the main guy? It's like the guy from Dead Poets Society. Legit actors were in this horrible. Kathy Bates is the mom of the chick he goes out with. Is the mom of Darla Blake? Like I made Carrie buy it on Amazon because I was like, if you haven't seen this movie, we have to watch this movie strictly for where he goes to the grocery store to buy the pig's blood. I was like, dude, there's a grocery store catering to vampires. I love shit. Like this, that it's like they're just acting like it's part of everyday life. There are vampires out there, people deal with it. You know what? We got to make sure they can get some non-human blood.
Is the is it in widescreen on Amazon?
I don't, I think so.
Full frame only, and that's like, I hate that.
I think it is. I think it is because all of our screens are widescreen screens, so it looks normal on them. Yeah, I would check it out on Prime. It's like $5.
There was Teen Wolf, there was Teen Witch, and then there was the Epstein produced Teen Whores.
Which was
what was your favorite in the trilogy?
Well, wait, there was
also produced. Oh my god!
I think that was the porn extension of the trilogy. They were too mainstream for the first two installments.
I can tell you which one Prince Andrew liked.
He has it up on his Pornhub account right now.
Wait, can you show that screen, please?
He's got to be on the free one now, though, right? Because he got kicked out of the fucking family.
Oh, no. See, the funny thing is, Prince Harry got kicked out because he married a black lady. Prince Andrew, who had sex with underage girls, he's fine. He just got to go live in a different house but get more money.
Well, there you go.
He got, like, decommissioned.
They're all up to it. Prince Charles was best friends with Jimmy Savile, who was, like, the biggest paedophile in Britain. So they're all into raping kids, basically.
Well, that just that just falls right into the popular conspiracy theory of the entire world being run by Satan worshippers, and that the Queen is a reptilian who is somewhat instrumental in running the world. And so just to throw a little fuel on that fire, I have a ton of links to YouTube videos that used to talk about all that shit and about, like, not only about the pedophile stuff, but then tying it to the conspiracy theory stuff. And just for the hell of it, like, I emailed a bunch of them to myself because I was clearly watching them while I was at work, and I was like, you know, fuck, I'm gonna get in trouble for this at some point. I want to finish watching these later. If I try to go to those videos now, more than half of them, those accounts are deactivated, the videos are gone, and I'm like, alright, you know, just to throw this out there, if you're trying to say that these conspiracy theories are bullshit, it doesn't really help your case if you then go and make sure they all disappear. So, I'm just saying,
the royal family run one of the biggest companies on the planet. And one of the jobs of the media relations side of it is to go and take down what they call fake news about the royal family. So they take down all these videos where people are talking about how Prince Harry looks exactly like Diana's fucking chauffeur.
Yeah. Yep.
He fucking does look
exactly Dodi like Fayed.
Nothing like any of the others. It's fucking ginger in a family that doesn't have a single other ginger.
This, just going on Game of Thrones CSI work off of that one, you can say blonde of hair, red of hair. I better tell somebody I know what's up and hope they don't cut my head off.
I'm pretty sure he's the only one that doesn't have webbed feet.
Well, which follows the reptilian theory as well. And one of those videos that I no longer can find because they've been taken down featured, supposedly there was a day that for a couple hours it was on the royal website where she was admitting to being a reptilian and admitting that she's not a human being, and that, like, it's okay, that we're all here to just, like, take care of things, nothing to be alarmed about or afraid of. And then, like, within hours it was taken down. But
I would say that was probably hacked because of course this is a woman who doesn't know how to put her own slippers on.
Because she's a reptile. She's an alien, dude.
There is actually a person that works at the palace whose job it is to wipe the queen's arse.
A royal ass wiping.
No, since she was being a child.
The royal penis is clean, your highness.
Yeah, right.
See, even that, we thought that was so.
It's going to get really controversial. I'd be quite happy if they all just get lined up and shot, and they just turned their fucking Buckingham Palace into, like, a set of flats or some shit.
Wow. We're really putting a tent. We're putting a flag in the ground on this one.
Fuckload of money on tax right there, because we get a shitload of tax money to them. Fuck them.
No shit.
It's sort of like
on the money.
It's sort of like the churches over here. They just don't have to pay taxes, so I guess it's the same as giving a shitload of tax money to them. Well, now that we've probably all become marked, is there anything we should promote before the hit squads start appearing at all of our houses?
Right.
We'll suddenly all come down with COVID-19 this week. God. The internet is actually spreading it like Ice Nine from The Recruit.
5G.
Oh, shit.
Gotta stave it off at the moment.
Apparently smoking. I read it was by a cigarette company.
Of course.
Said if you take up smoking, you can't get COVID.
It's like that like that movie Millennium from the 80s where everybody has to smoke cigarettes because the actual Earth atmosphere is so bad that cigarettes are healthier for you. Yeah, I wonder how much money Philip Morris put into that film. Probably a lot.
Most likely. I guess I'll go first on the self-promotion segment.
It's always fun.
Check me out on YouTube with Live Action Media at Phantom Spotlight and at New Jersey Horror Con. Also be on the lookout for in my 80s rock parody band called Night Lover.
That's amazing.
They're awesome. They're really fucking good.
It's basically like you mix like Weird Al with Whitesnake. I think it's kind of what you would wind up with.
Nice.
What else? I have a show called Best Around, and other than that, you can catch my Q&A panels and other general podcasty type stuff, and hopefully doing more Hollow Nine stuff. Other than that, I'm just photoshopping movie posters that don't belong together. Writing Teen Wolf sequels.
We should really write one of those. We can't like just leave all that gold on the floor. When you guys hear the Alien Resurrection episode, there are so many movies that we're going to need to create a writer's room for and just get some stuff going. So this crew right here, we're pretty good at like making something come together in the course of a conversation. So we'll have to do some writer's room stuff on that. For sure. And yeah, he'll be appearing on the Hollow Nine a lot as well.
And my podcast, the Ranting and Raving podcast, we basically do this, but talking about movies and sports and making some jokes and things like that. You check me out at Fiverr.com. It's a freelance website that I've been getting a lot of work off of.
Shit.
Writing stuff. That's been really helping me pass the time.
I know, man.
And feel really fucking productive and busy during a time when a lot of people are not. So I'm very thankful and fortunate for that. And it's not official yet, but I feel like I'll tell you guys. The 2020 International Horror Hotel, the screenplay I wrote won the comedy horror genre. So I feel like I'm able to hang my hat on that.
Hell yeah, man.
Oh, yeah, congrats.
Congratulations, dude.
Yeah, yeah.
Fuck yeah.
So yeah, check out Fiverr and check out our podcast, at Ranting Podcast and all the socials, if you like anything I said here tonight.
Damn it, man. I used to talk so much shit about Fiverr, but now I'm like, oh, cool. I know what I'm doing as soon as we're done recording here. Signing up for a Fiverr account. Like,
I love it. Right? Fucking legit. Like, they take taxes out of both ends, so you don't need to even worry about it.
Oh, that's badass.
The longer you stay on there with the better ratings and response times and everything like that, the further you can go into the site. So if you want a screenplay, wrote, beat it, outlines, whatever, I'm your guy.
Nice. And you could do it like for like editing and all kinds of other shit too, like graphic design.
Really do it for any line of work you're in.
Fuck yeah. All right, cool. Let's take that shit over. Come on, we got to put some talent out there behind some of these websites. That's the deal. That's the issue. Blaine, Drew, what do you guys got going on?
Drew, I'll defer.
Okay. I'm having fun writing my Different Strokes remake, which I'm going to put out there to Kevin Hart.
Nice.
Awesome. Perfect,
because it's the right height and everything.
Yeah, dude. Like, Chris is like, yes! Oh, I don't know if that's going to work.
Hell yeah.
I could even get Bruce Willis to play his dad.
Yeah, oh shit, Mr. Drummond. Oh, wait, no, is that Different Strokes? Yeah, Drummond, right?
I've been trying to start a punk rock playhouse so I can do live presentations of Who's the Boss, but in drag. So everything's gender bended and role reversed at the same time, like it is in the show. So, mm-hmm. You know, you have like a woman in drag playing a man as a housekeeper. Like, I just thought it would be fucking hysterical.
I love it.
Someday.
Yeah, man. That's badass.
You should do a comedy drag show about the disappearance of Madeleine McCann.
I just watched that on Netflix, or the first couple episodes of it.
It's very funny, isn't it?
It's a weird. It's another one of these weird crime docu-series. True crime, missing kid. They don't really solve anything.
Privileged, middle class, white British people trying to paint very badly. They basically leave their child alone in the hotel room and the child gets taken.
Drug
the kids so the kids will go to sleep and they can go get boozy at the pub. And the Wayne died and they got rid of him. Basically is what happened. Spoilers.
They can't fucking solve it. Oh my god. So wait, have you watched Criminal UK yet? Have you watched that first episode with David Tennant playing the guy being interrogated? Is it sort of based on that story, do you think? Or is it sort of like taking a little...
I know the people that wrote that. I don't know if that inspired them, but a lot of the creepy dialogue and stuff David Tennant brought to it himself.
No shit. That show, if you guys haven't watched it, I talk about that too much probably, but... I love the UK one in particular, I think is good. It's UK, Spain, France, and Germany. And I think the UK one is my favorite. Very cool show. Three episodes each country.
Yes.
Blaine, man, what's going on for you? I know Appy Pie is getting approached by Facebook and everything to get ramped up with a little bit of financing in this pandemic. I got one too at the Hall of Nine. I got the same email going, "Fuck you, really?" Yeah.
I giggle out of the whole stimulus idea for a small business thing when it popped in my phone today, and yeah, but I'm not a big person on self-promotion. Simply Google Appalachian Pie. That's the symbol pie, not P-I-E. And otherwise, I collaborate with these guys a fair amount. Going to hopefully be working some more with Hollow Nine in the future. Someday or another, Steve, I'm going to kill you. And
all right. I really don't want to be a part of that. Like the fact that I'm on tape in this call and I heard that, I'm like, motherfuck, man, if he does this shit, like, what am I gonna do? Do I have to like turn him in and say I knew he was gonna do it? Like, you motherfucker. Seriously, who would have thought the pandemic would
take a little while, but
pandemic's protecting your ass. Wow. Insanity, dude. Insanity. Well, all right. Well, thank you guys for hanging out in the Hollow Nine universe. I think it's sort of like we created a little bit of a bridge, like in Fringe, between all the dimensions for all these different podcasters to come together and hang out, have a few drinks, take a few puffs, and talk about what's going on in the pandemic. Hollow Nine's got some stuff coming up. You'll hear Blaine in that Hollow Nine content, and Steve and Drew. So it's going to be a little.
Give me a pot in that. It's not a good thing.
You might actually even recognize some of the content, little remix action from some paths we've gone down before, and we'll be going down again, and I think that's about as teasy as I'm going to get with it. So please check that out. Until then, keep it locked in at Hollow9.com. Check out everybody else's website. I think almost everybody. Chris, I got to get your stuff linked over on Hollow9, but all the rest of you guys are linked on Hollow9.com. And, we will be back with more. We've got interviews from New Jersey Horror Con that still haven't seen the light of day. We've got more alien invasion coverage. We're talking about what franchise to cover next, as well as some one-offs. And I just one episode away. Or no, I just finished watching that Waco show on Netflix, so we're probably going to have to do something about that.
So good.
Dude, it was on the level of Chernobyl, man. It was like, oh, there's like so much harsh truth coming out. I can't deal with it.
I'm so mad it's on Netflix now. I fucking paid to watch that thing like 6 months ago, and now it's on Netflix.
Wait, where did you have to pay to watch it? On Prime?
Prime, but it was also on Paramount Network. They were the ones who like originated that show. It's on Paramount.
Gotcha. Dude, that's funny that happens. That happens to me with stock footage. I'm like, I paid for that a year ago, and now it's free, you motherfuckers. Anyway, so yeah, lots of stuff going on from all the folks on this call. We'll be back doing this again. Maybe we should check in like once a week while this pandemic's going on and just keep everybody apprised of the fact that we're all still alive and stuff. So,
yeah, man, it's a great idea to get us together again. It's been
far too long, man. And I keep rewatching that season finale of Haver season one too much. And I'm like, damn it, man. It's been like 3 years since we were all on a call together making fun of each other and having a blast.
Think how many women Bruce Willis has hit since then.
So much has happened. Game of Thrones ended between the last time we talked and now. I mean, that was like the
Spacey got arrested.
Yeah, did you hear about this? Did you hear about this shit?
I was spreading that rumor before it was on TV.
It's called playing the odds. That's how the Deadpool works. That's how a Deadpool works, man. Someone's going to get rich at the end of this thing. All right. Well, we actually might start a Deadpool now that I mention it. But until next time, I'm Dave the Clone. Thanks for hanging out with us. And we'll be hanging out again. Hope to see you there. Adios.
Listening to the Hollow Nine Network, bringing you the very best in fan-made media. That's the word hollow, the number 9, I-N-E. Now broadcasting from our new home on the web, hollownine.com, where you can find info on all of our awesome programming as well as the team behind the shows. Leave us your feedback, join in the conversation, and be a part of the action. Find the Hollow Nine Network on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. Rate and review us on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, or wherever you find your podcasts. Email us at info@hollownine.com or at hollownine podcast@gmail.com. Join in the fun. Hollow Nine.
The New Jersey HorrorCon reputation is exploding. The atmosphere you guys have created. New Jersey HorrorCon was my entree into an actual horror convention.
Love it.
And you guys are doing a great job.
That is amazing. I'm super proud and super inspired to hear that. I mean, that's a testament to the community of cons and, you know, of horror and stuff in general.
My God.
Oh, it's wow. Carmen Electra.
Hey,
wow, we are all giving high fives to an absolute icon.
This is incredible.
Trailblazer, amazing. You are amazing. Carmen Electra,
absolutely. Be well. Safe. Thank you so much.
Love.
Have a good one. Be well.
So
you can't
happened.
See it on radio, but oh, she's still
God.
Got it.
Oh, my God, yes.
That's
absolutely.
My wife.
Still
right
got
my wife gets the picture of Carmen Electra.
The wife does it. There you go, wife. Good job, wife. That's a keeper. That wife's a keeper.
Are you having a blast?
I am having a blast. Are you having a blast?
I am.
This place is awesome, right?
What's your most favorite part of the whole day so far?
When the guy dressed like Gene Simmons from Kiss stopped in front of our booth and we put Strutter on and he did lip sync to the whole thing.
Guys, if you haven't subscribed yet, go ahead and do that.
Yesterday I bumped into Michael Winslow. I got to have this whole experience where Leslie Easterbrook was lost and looking for her autograph table and I got to take her all around.
It's spooky, actually. I'm going to turn the chair around a little bit
sure.
So I can see you.
Oh, all right.
Keep an eye on you. I saw you and I thought, this guy knows everything.
Oh.
Terrific
oh, really?
And
oh.
sound in here with
cool.
you.
Thank
yeah.
you. Thank you. Yeah, it's
really
amazing
clear.
How it... Damon Della Greca of Slasher, this awesome app.
I wanted to do something that would really make it for these people who just love to create, who love horror.
Thank you for what you're doing, dude. It's
Thank
great
you.
That you put this together.
Absolutely, man. It's always good to see you.
We're trying to have as much fun, and we want people to have fun with us, and that's why we got guys like you stop by the table, hang out. We get to do the radio thing for a little bit.
He's from Jersey. I'm from the South, so.
And I'm from the Bronx, so.
So we're all still
okay.
friends. That's good.
So we're all good. Daniel Frankenstein. I'm representing psychothematicmedia.com. Call ourselves a creative collective.
My name is Gail Bykowitz.
Yeah, I'm Hector De La Rosa. We're partners in crime here. We're doing special effects makeup, and we're also independent filmmakers.
When I ran into them earlier, they were definitely vampire cowboys.
I love Better Off Dead. I love Dylan Ted. And I'm just so glad that you guys remember those films.
Oh my God, those movies. I would go to school and just try and talk like Bill and Ted all day.
Triumphant. I
want my $2,
back.
Man. Right? I have walked around wanting those $2 for how many years now?
This is fantastic.
Oh.
But of course,
we need some language lessons.
Dave the Clone from the Hollow Nine Network, and by now you know what it's time for you to do. Let's go on over to NewJerseyHorrorCon.com, get yourself some tickets, and check out this awesome event where we are lifetime sponsors. We will be there from now until infinitum with all these incredible guests that are going to be at the next one, bringing you all the awesome from the show floor right to your digital door, right here at Hollow9.com at the New Jersey Horror Con and Film Festival.
Did you get it? I hope you got it.
I got it.
That's good. See you soon.